Wynn Resorts, Boyd Gaming Show support for Georgia gambling. Wynn Resorts and Boyd Gaming have expressed strong interest in expanding to Georgia if lawmakers move to legalize gambling in the state. The remarks came during a meeting of the Georgia House of Representatives Study Committee on Gaming, where executives outlined their support for potential casino development should constitutional barriers be lifted. Christopher Gordon, president of Wynn Resorts and its development division, Wynn Development, told legislators that Georgia would be a prime location for a resort casino project if voters eventually approve legalized gambling. Gordon highlighted Wynn's success in Massachusetts with Encore Boston Harbor, which opened in 2019. The $2.6 billion integrated resort, spanning more than 3 million square feet, has since generated $1 billion in gaming tax revenue for that state. He suggested that a similar project in Georgia could employ as many as 4,000 workers and serve as a major economic engine. Ryan Soltz, Vice President of Government Affairs at Boyd Gaming, echoed Gordon's position. Soltz noted that Boyd Gaming would welcome the chance to operate in Georgia if the constitutional framework allowed it. He emphasized the company's interest in expanding into the Southeast and stated that Georgia could provide a valuable new market for the casino industry. The timing of these statements comes as Georgia continues to wrestle with the issue of legalized gambling. In March, legislation that would have put the question of sports betting and casino legalization to voters failed to receive a vote in the legislature. That defeat marked the seventh consecutive year lawmakers debated but ultimately stalled gambling legislation. A 2018 proposal to authorize casinos at three sites across the state also lost momentum before reaching the ballot. Georgia on betters' minds. Despite repeated setbacks, the push for expanded gaming in Georgia has not disappeared. Lawmakers are expected to revisit the issue in January, with the possibility that a measure could reach voters on the November 2026 ballot. For that to happen, the proposal would need to secure supermajority approval in both chambers of the state legislature, a difficult hurdle that has stymied past efforts. Advocates for legalization point to the significant revenue potential as a driving factor for renewed debate. Gordon told lawmakers that the financial and economic benefits of a large-scale casino resort cannot be ignored, stressing that the right project with experienced operators could transform Georgia's economy in ways similar to Massachusetts. He described major casino resorts as powerful economic engines capable of delivering sustained job growth and substantial tax contributions. Real estate experts are already considering where potential casinos could be located if legalization occurs. Rick Lackey, founder of Real Professionals Network, told legislators that areas in Midtown and downtown Atlanta, along with sites near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, would make attractive choices for casino development. Savannah, near the Florida border and a popular tourist destination, has also been identified as a potential site. Georgia remains one of the largest states without legalized casinos or sports betting, a fact that industry leaders and some legislators believe could change as voter attitudes shift.